you go. Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Donald
Trump.
This is what winning looks like.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space. Ben.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
I loved my previous life. I loved my previous life. I had so many things going. I actually... This is more work than in my previous life. I thought it would be easier. I thought it was more of a, I'm a details-oriented person. I think you would say that. But I do miss my old life. This, I like to work, so that's not a problem. But this is actually more work.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald
Trump.
Space Ben Hur.
Donald
Trump.
Says.
We've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
Well, you headed to Syria.
Yes, heading toward Syria.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, be a Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald
Trump
says,
that's right, get him out of here. Get him out.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be
Heil. Heil.
Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
I don't stand by anything.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
In a recent Reuters interview, President Trump reflected on his first 100 days in office, saying, quote, I thought it would be easier.
We're going to make America great again. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easy. It's so... It's going to be easy.
Believe me, the jobs are coming back, folks. That's going to be so easy.
You're going to have such great health care at a tiny fraction of the cost, and it's going to be so easy.
And they don't understand it. They said, but how do you get them to pay? I said, it's so easy, and you understand. Just rely on me, okay? Rely. So easy. That's so easy.
It seems so easy.
It seems so easy. It seems so easy.
Ooh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy. Doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
Seems so easy. Seems so easy. Seems so easy.
It's an unbelievably complex subject. Nobody knew that health care could be so complicated.
Mr. Trump said he told his Chinese counterpart he believed Beijing could easily take care of the North Korea threat. Mr. Xi then explained the history of China and Korea. Mr. Trump said, and I'm quoting the president here, after listening for 10 minutes, I realized it's not so easy.
It seems so easy.
It seems so easy. It seems so easy.
Ooh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy. Doggone easy.
It seems so easy.
It seems so easy. It seems so easy.
President Trump, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, I love your show. I call it Deface the Nation.
I love your show, too. It's hilarious. Now, sir, you've been in office for 100 days. What do you think people are saying about you?
People are saying, is he sane? I have no idea.
You don't know if you're sane or not?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
I guess we will. Let's talk about North Korea. Are you afraid you might start a nuclear war?
I was all set to do it. In fact, I was going to do it today. I was going to do it as we're sitting here. I would have had to delay you. I was going to do it today.
Sir, do you understand the ramifications of a nuclear holocaust?
No.
All life on Earth would be wiped out. You know that also would include your golf courses.
I would not be happy.
Okay, let's move on. What's next, sir? What are you planning to do in the next 100 days?
I just don't want people to know what my thinking is.
Are you thinking?
No.
I ask because you seem to change your mind a lot. I just want to nail down your policy. Where do you stand on NAFTA?
I'm not going to touch it.
Medicare?
I'm not going to touch it.
An unsuspecting woman's behind?
I will touch that.
I'm a con man.
I'm a con man.
I'm a con man.
I love Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a bad person.
Donald Trump is a friend of Putin.
Donald Trump will not build the wall.
Donald Trump made a speech in front of a, you know, okay crowd.
Donald Trump has small hands.
Big surveillance of our citizens. I think that's a very big topic, and it's a topic that should be number one, and we should find out what the hell is going on.
I just wanted to find out, though, you're the president of the United States. You said he was sick and bad because he had tapped
you. You can take any way. You can take it any way you want.
But I'm asking you, because you don't want it to be fake news. I want to hear it from President Trump.
You don't have to ask me.
Why not?
Because I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinions.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the president of the United States.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Donald, maybe you could cool it with the tweets. It comes off as a little crazy.
Trump has repeatedly said that this 100 days thing is totally arbitrary, okay? Totally unimportant. And to prove how unimportant it is, he took out a TV ad, he cut a cake on Air Force One, and he held a rally in Pennsylvania.
Inauguration.
Largest audience.
Alternative facts.
Executive orders Keystone XL voter fraud. War over the wall.
Immigration ban.
Protest more protests. Harriet has been fired. Supreme Court appointed President Douglas relations with Australia.
Bowling Green massacre.
So-called Judge Craven Curtin. Who was it? Fake news. Attacking Nordstrom.
Golf.
What we're told about Michael Flynn is that he has no plans to resign.
Michael Flynn resigning.
Russia, very fake news. Enemy of the American people. First campaign event of 2020.
What happened in Sweden?
Deportation. Transgender students.
Russia.
President Trump's approval rating has hit a record low.
Presidential crisis. Twitter offensive.
The president accuses President Obama of wiretapping Trump Tower.
Unfounded bankrupt the American healthcare act. Circular trade. Purge.
Golfing.
Microwaves that turn into cameras, etc.
Microwaves do not turn into cameras. Fox News can now confirm. Microwaves heat food.
Golf. There is no evidence to support the president's claim.
Trump care.
Trump care is dead.
Nunez.
And already we have mention of the word immunity. Don't lock me up.
Russia.
Believe it or not, he's playing golf.
Russia. Removed.
Military strikes in Syria.
Golf.
What is the president doing? Golfing?
He has been, we believe, playing some golf.
North Korea. Hitler. Russia.
Mother of all bombs.
North Korea.
Another round of golf.
North Korea. Tax return. Bill O'Reilly is officially out.
Look at these clowns.
Russia.
A field trip to the White House.
A, quote, laughable plan to cut his own taxes.
Quote, I thought it would be easier. That's what President Trump told Reuters about his expectations for the job of president.
A 100 days in office, so many accomplishments, lowered my golf handicap, my Twitter following increased by 700, and finally, we can shoot hibernating bears. My boys will love that.
Sir, here's a new bill that you must read immediately. It lowers taxes for only Republicans.
Can't Fox News read it? Now watch what they say.
No, you have to read it.
I have a very big tax return. You've seen the pictures. My tax return is probably higher than that from the floor. When you look at other people's tax return, even other wealthy people, their tax return is this thing. My tax return is this high.
Oh, God.
This is horrible.
Marge, please, give the President of the United States some time. He's only 70 years old. Help! They're taking me back to where I came from!
Where is that?
I don't remember!
100 days. We are 6.8% of the way home.
He no longer has that new president smell. If I had to guess, I would say he now smells like nepotism and steak sauce.
Among other things, feuded with the press, admitted that being president is harder than he thought, praised authoritarian rulers, and made bizarre comments about the Civil War.
You see what they're doing, right? So why do you need a wall? We need a wall.
Build the wall!
We'll build the wall. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. That's an easy one. We're going to build the wall.
It seems so easy.
I'm pleased to be joined by so many members of Congress and governors who have been waiting for this moment, including Governor Herbert of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor. Mm-hmm. Governor LePage of Maine. By the way, he's lost a lot of weight. I knew him when he was heavy, and now I know him when he's thin. And I like him both ways, okay? He's done a great job. Governor Calvo of Guam. Thank you. Governor Torres from the Northern Mariana Islands. Thank you. Thank you again. I also want to recognize Senator Orrin Hatch, who, believe me, he's tough. He would call me and say, you gotta do this. Is that right, Orrin?
Yeah.
You didn't stop. He doesn't give up. And he's shocked that I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. But I really have to point you out. You didn't stop. And Mike, the same thing. So many people feel, Mike Lee, so many people feel so strongly about this. So I appreciate your support. And your prodding, and your never-ending prodding, I should say, because we're now getting something done that many people thought would never, ever get done. And I'm very proud to be doing it in honor of you guys. Okay? Thank you.
The power of the president's words have seemingly gone from shock and awe to hum and haw. In these first 104 days, he's said a lot, but accomplished arguably very little. And it certainly seems that with every new boast, threat, attack, and promise, Washington seems to now be in the mode of shrugging.
To stop those monsters, 1, 2, 3. Here's a fresh new way that's trouble-free. It's got Paul Anka's guarantee.
Guarantee void in Tennessee. Just out luck, just out luck. Just out luck, just out luck.
Here's what's happened just in the last 24 hours. The president slammed the integrity of his own FBI director, James Comey, just before Comey testified on Capitol Hill amid an ongoing probe into the president's campaign. Mr. Trump tweeted, FBI Director Comey was the best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton in that he gave her a free pass. He also suggested that the FBI was investigating a phony Russia story. Folks, that's a pretty blatant example of meddling in an investigation or trying to. At the very least, you'd expect the president's comments to be a focus of today's hearing with the FBI director, right? Wrong. Because no one seemed to care. It never came up. Also today, the president seemed to boast about his negotiating ability when he said this about peace in the Middle East.
Let's see if we can find the solution. It's something that I think is frankly maybe not as difficult as people have thought over the years.
It seems so easy.
So easy.
Ooh, so doggone easy.
Doggone easy. Doggone easy.
He's talking about solving a problem that has eluded every president in the modern era, never mind any emperor of the previous eras.
Thank you for that sign. Blacks for Trump. I love that guy. Blacks for Trump. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man. That's great. That's really cool.
Trump and Duterte had a very friendly conversation, and that President Trump invited President Duterte to the White House. So
I can tell you this, and a lot of people don't like when I say it, but he was a young man of 26 or 27 when he took over from his father. A lot of people, I'm sure, tried to take that power away, whether it was his uncle or anybody else. And he was able to do it. So obviously, he's a pretty smart cookie.
Change the libel laws. That would require, as I understand it, a constitutional amendment. Is he really going to pursue that? Is that something he wants to pursue?
I think it's something that we've looked at.
They want to get rid of the First Amendment? Stop the presses. Seriously, stop the presses.
Congress shall make no law against religion except for the scary ones, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, unless it is fake news like failing New York Times. Watch Fox and Friends.
Yesterday, the president turned a speech honoring the Air Force Academy's football team into a political event about the government funding deal, attacks on Democrats, and even health care.
How's health care coming, folks? How's it doing? All right.
So anybody who has a pre-existing condition under Trump care, they're going to be fine.
Yes.
Not everyone agrees with that.
This morning with the sun down shining in, found my broken mind in a brown paper bag. But then I tripped on a cloud, I fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Push my soul in a deep dark hole, and I followed it in. I bet myself falling out as a God was a falling in. But I'm so tired I couldn't unwind. Saw so much it nearly broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I had my foot in the gas when I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Then there's the health care bill, which has been a perfect storm of presidential boasts, threats, and promises. The latest promise was it will be every bit as good on pre-existing conditions as Obamacare. It's important not to talk about Donald Trump as if he's sort of a more doofusy version of a normal president, because to set this up, when I described all the ways he failed, he's failed Republican principles in which he doesn't believe. But here's where he's succeeding, and he is getting a lot done. He's about to welcome to Washington the president of the Philippines, a blood-soaked extrajudicial killer, whom the United States has no particular reason to welcome, but who controls Donald Trump's income from the Trump hotels in Manila. Or the Trump buildings in Manila. He has put in a congratulatory call to the prime minister, now dictator of Turkey, someone whose snuffing out of Turkish democracy was condemned in a state by the State Department, but who controls Donald Trump's income from two Trump towers in Istanbul.
If you keep in mind that what Donald Trump comes to work every day thinking about is his personal income flow and how he can use the foreign policy of the United States to maximize that, this has not been an unsuccessful presidency. It's only one if you think the important thing is to pass various pieces of legislation that he literally heard about in the past 90 days.
When it comes to Russia, is it fair to say that the government of Russia actively provides safe haven to cyber criminals?
Yes.
Is it fair to say that the Russian government is still involved in American politics?
Yes.
Is it fair to say we need to stop them from doing this?
Yes, fair to say.
Do you agree with me the only way they're going to stop is for them to pay a price for interfering in our political process?
I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah, okay. So what we're doing today is not working. They're still doing it. They're doing it all over the world, aren't they?
Yes.
So what kind of threat do you believe Russia presents to our democratic process, given what you know about Russia's behavior of late?
Well, certainly, in my view, the greatest threat of any nation on Earth, given their intention and their capability.
Hey, speaking of Donald Trump, you guys remember how Trump and the Russians have got something going on that we don't know about? And maybe the Russians have incriminating information on our president, and they're running him like a foreign agent, and how members of his team were caught on tape by the FBI talking to known Russian operatives after promising they never met them. Remember that?
Remember that?
Well, there's more. This time, it's about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The president fired Flynn back in February because Flynn lied about discussing sanctions with the Russian ambassador before Trump took office. Turns out that was just the tip of the corruptionberg. Because we learned yesterday that Flynn also didn't disclose that he had been paid more than $65,000 by companies linked to Russia in 2015, including a $45,000 speaking fee from the Kremlin-controlled TV network Russia Today. It's not like Flynn was a double agent, though, working for Russia. Turns out he was a triple agent, because he was also working for Turkey, which paid him more than $500,000. And the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, had what I would describe as a flaccid condemnation of Flynn's actions.
From what you've seen so far, do you believe that Michael Flynn broke the law?
Personally, I see no information or no data to support the notion that General Flynn complied with the law.
Then Chaffetz burrowed over to Greta Van Susteren's new MSNBC show to clarify.
All right, to shorthand this, would you say after what you reviewed today that General Flynn is in a heap of trouble?
Yes, yes. Clearly, you can't do this.
Mayday! Mayday!
In an interview today, President Trump questioned why America fought the Civil War. Even worse, then he questioned whom America fought in the Civil War.
Wait, I know this one. Was it China?
When Trump was asked about his supposed model for the presidency, Andrew Jackson, he went on a bizarre tangent about the Civil War and Jackson, who died 16 years before the war started.
I mean, had Andrew Jackson been a little bit later, you wouldn't have had the Civil War. He was really angry.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
He saw what was happening with regard to the Civil War. He said, there's no reason for this. People don't realize, you know, the Civil War, you think about it, why? People don't ask that question, but why was there the Civil War? Why could that one not have been worked out?
Donald Trump
toured America. They were booked into 10,000-seat arenas and 15,000-seat venues, and it seems that now, on the current tour, they're being booked into 1,200-seat arenas, 1,500-seat arenas, and I was just wondering, does this mean the popularity of the group is waning?
Oh, no, not at all. I just think that their appeal is becoming more selective.
How do you learn that skill? Who do you call to say, what's it like?
There's nobody you can call.
Did President Obama give you any advice that was helpful?
No. Well, he was very nice to me, but after that, we've had some difficulties. So, you know, it doesn't matter.
Words are less important to me than
deeds.
You saw what happened with surveillance, and everybody saw what happened with surveillance.
I do think.
Well, you saw what happened with surveillance. I think that was inappropriate, but let's see what, you can figure that out yourself.
The reason I asked is you said you called him sick and bad.
Look, you can figure it out yourself. He was very nice to me with words, and when I was with him, but after that, there has been no relationship.
But you stand by that claim about...
I don't stand by anything. I just, you can take it the way you want. I think our side's been proven very strongly, and everybody's talking about it, and frankly, it should be discussed. I think that is a very big surveillance of our citizens. I think it's a very big topic. It's a topic that should be number one, and we should find out what the hell is going on.
I just wanted to find out, though, you're the president of the United States. You said he was sick and bad because he attacked.
You can take any way, you can take it any way you want.
But I'm asking you, because you don't want
to... You don't have to ask me. You don't have to ask me, because I have my opinions and you can have your opinions.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the president of the United
States. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So to recap, a president who's in over his head is fighting with the media, reminiscing about his election night victory, inviting authoritarian rulers to the White House, and also maybe doesn't know why the Civil War happened. Donald, do you still stand by your claim that the presidency would be easy?
I don't stand by anything.
Don't even worry about it. Go to sleep. Go home, go to sleep.
Thanks for the
song
and skits
from Buddy
Holly, Peter Serafinovich, Paul Anka,
and
Lisa Simpson, Teddy Hill,
and the
Southern
Soul. And thanks to
Johnny Fortin, Spike Jones,
and
Golden Earring.
And thanks to
Seth Myers,
Chris
Hayes, Stephen Colbert, Trevor Noah,
Jack
Dickerson,
the
Simpsons, Chuck Todd, Sean Spicer,
David
From,
and
Lindsey Graham, Jim Cummy, Jason Chaffetz,
and this is
Spinal Tap Tune.
And next week for more of the Donald.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.